Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
You were going over this this Thrive model. I'm excited to hear what you have to say about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it is October, and it is the perfect time to enroll in 4-H. And I know I've given a couple episodes on kind of what 4-H does and kind of just talked in generalities as far as, you know, joining a club, get a project. But 4-H, I think, encompasses so much more than that. And really, I want to get to the heart of what we're really trying to do in our organization. The statistics out there of children's mental health is becoming more and more alarming. Kids that will drift towards drugs and alcohol at a very young age, kids that are having suicidal thoughts, it's really scary stuff. And what we strive to do in 4-H is we try to create environments and opportunities to help youth thrive, to help them find a place where they feel like they can thrive. So today I'm going to try to explain, I'm going to put some meat to what we do here in 4-H. The actual, you know, we come out of the universities, we rely very heavily on research that's being done in youth development. In the most recent years, the study on youth development, you know, a lot of education people have gone through lots of different youth development classes, but one thing that we've kind of cling to here in Extension, it's called the Thrive model. And if you can envision a flower, and that flower is that child, you know, and what do we need to help that flower or that child grow? So think about that dirt, the very basic level of their, you know, that soil has to be so important that if that soil is not right, none of these things can even begin to happen. That child can't even begin, that flower can't even begin to grow, right? So in that soil level, that very basic level, some things that we see in 4-H and that we try to create, this is where we spend most of our focus, is that kids have to find a sense of belonging. They have to have positive relationships with caring adults. You know, the study behind a child having two or more positive role models in their lives is just astronomical. It shows that if they can have that adult role model or even a teen role model that can value them, that will boost their self-confidence tenfold. So they have to have a sense of belonging. They have to find relationships. We already talked about that positive relationship with a caring adult, but it also, like, belonging and relationship go hand in hand, and they have to, we have to create a very inclusive environment for our children, a very safe environment for people to belong in. They have to be engaged. They can't just sit there in club meetings and or, you know, a project meeting and not feel like it's something they want to do. We need to engage our children. And then that this goes hand in hand, I think, the engagement, and they have to find a passion in something. Again, there's a lot of research behind if a child can find a passion, we call it a spark in 4-H. If they can find a spark, just at a very young age, even if it doesn't something that they go on and find a career in, it will create passion in their life and adulthood. You know, one passion or one spark that I found when I was in 4-H is I love to bake, and I still love to bake. Like, that brings joy to my life when I find time to pull time aside to bake for people. And, you know, I didn't create a career out of it. But, you know, again, it brings fulfillment to me. It brings that joy. So these are like that soil level, entry level. Every child has to have this before they can even begin to grow. They need to find passion. They need to find a sense of belonging. They need positive relationships, and they need engagement, okay? So that's the core context of development for all children. They have to have those four core things before they can even start to grow. And as we grow up, we get, you know, the flower starts to grow and the youth start to thrive. We really start to focus on social, emotional, and cognitive learning. So we really focus things on growth. I'm going to throw some big terms out there, and I'm the next episode I might go a little bit more in depth, but we need to create spaces that they can learn to have growth mindset, that concept of I can't do it yet. you know, that's really important to instill in our children. Openness to challenge and discovery, create, you know, a sense of mystery and a desire to want to learn. Hopeful and purpose, pro-social orientation, a sense of generosity, positive emotions, learn how to goal set and how to manage getting from point A to point B. Again, that goes hand in hand with that growth mindset of I just can't do it yet. And again, as we grow farther up into the flower, we start learning more about development outcomes, positive academic attributes. They care about their community. They start to care about their community. Personal standards, they really start to, this is like getting into the teenage years. They really like show like initiative in their own future. They understand that concept of, you know, I have a future, personal responsibility, contribution. And then like our long-term goal, right, like is that we are creating these happy, healthy adults. So youth that are going on and achieving great things academically, vocational success, they're engaged in their communities, they are good employees and create good things for their community, and they just are happy, well-being adults, right? But again, it starts at that soil, and that's where we really spend a lot of our focus in 4-H is finding a passion, creating places where kids can feel a sense of belonging, those positive relationships that we know are so valuable to our children, and find unique opportunities to engage our children other than what those other organizations provide at the school level or, you know, sport level. This is a whole new world of opportunities to engage your children. So that's the university, the meat behind what we do in 4-H, more of the study of youth development, and that we are, again, it's a perfect time to start getting involved in 4-H. If you want to know more, we're here to help you find clubs or get involved in different project areas. So reach out to your local extension office. You can just, the best way I can tell you over the radio, I think, to find us is to Google us, KSRE, Frontier Extension District, and it will pull up our website. And from there, it has our phone numbers, our emails, our social media contacts. And so, again, if you're looking for a great way to get your child involved this fall, I highly encourage 4-H, and we are here to help you figure that organization out.
Well, so important for those kids to find that connection early in life. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith's Union Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gow.